Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator, keep it purring.
Hi there.
Hey guys. 41?
420, is that what you said?
No, not yet. We got a while to go. Dude, Minisode 420 is... you and me should do something special, Alex. We should
smoke weed for it.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, genius.
There's a lot of promises of that. We promised to do all sorts of weird drugs on this show and have not.
For once.
No, there was a lot less time, open time, and getting particular drugs that we were looking for when I was there was difficult, but... I'll be back again, so we'll try again.
Yeah, we'll do it much better. We'll do it much better next time. But at least we got a nice live stream out of it.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And some other things. And some other things were kind of like touched on and locked in that will benefit you listeners in the future. So just
what about me? You don't even benefit me.
Mushrooms.
If it's a total bust and we don't see anything, you'll feel good.
Or no, I won't. I want to be like, is that the face of God?
Look, I'm right with you, dude. If you see the Eye of Horus in real life, that could be huge for you.
I don't think putting you on that large dose of mushrooms right out the gate is a good idea.
Let's do it.
I want to, like, see some things.
Oh, my God, dude. 8 would be crazy.
Let's go.
You would have an ego death.
Too late. I'm on YouTube. Already happened a decade ago.
Very true. Do you guys want to hear a little bit more about that weird, like, CIA guy, Reeve Whitson?
I do.
From Charles
Manson.
What
is his name? Reeve Whitson?
Yeah, Reeve Whitson.
Literally a Final Fantasy VII character.
I know. It sounds like a Resident Evil 7 character.
So
I was obsessed with these guys. I was obsessed with Reeve Whitson, and I was obsessed with Jolly West, right? I was looking on Reddit for like personal accounts that can maybe give me a little bit more to dig into. This was only the real only one that I found that I thought was pretty good. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it for you guys, and you should now like know some of this stuff because I just told you about it. This is an excerpt from a post from user Who is Joylin West, which is Jolly West's name, on the r/clandestine operations subreddit, and it's about Reeve Whitson. So it's like somebody made this for me. Here we go.
My friends, specifically.
Yeah, I know. My friend's dad, we'll call him Red, and Reeve were born in the same state, the same month, but a different day and location. The Whitson family has ties to the CIA and FBI through Reeve's uncle Clyde Whitson II, but the Reeve we're talking about was known to confuse his identity with other Whitsons in the intelligence networks. Frankly, if one throws out the link to the Whitson family, every description of Reeve fits Red. My friend's dad used many aliases in his dealings. The Ghost, Jack Moody, The Mood Man, Jack Ryan, Red, Jack Larson are a few that I know now. He was into child abduction, snuff films, porn, pedophilia, and worked as a greeter at the Lookout Mountain Air Force Station at the top of Laurel Canyon. All the top secret moon landing government films were made there, including MK Ultra training films. I forgot. He was close friends with Jack Ruby and Sam Giancana, too. She remembers Sam as Uncle Mooney and remembers Scorzeny as a nice man. Up until now, I hadn't looked into a link with Reeve and Linkletter and haven't asked her about Linkletter. I don't know where what that's in relation to, but that's okay. Up until now, yeah. Considering what I've discovered about her dad, I'm not surprised to find him there, too. I'd like to discuss Reeve's identity with all who are interested and open the lid on his true identity and activities. I'm open to all questions, information, and arguments refuting my theory. Bunkhouse. His birth name was Elwood Franklin Williams, known as Red by his friends. His favorite plane was a Mooney that he owned, but had access. But he owned, but he had access to. He did not own, but he owned, but he had access to. He didn't own, but he had access to, and flew a large number of planes, I believe, were supplied by the CIA. In the 60s, he lived with his family in Hawthorne, California, but spent a great deal of time around Laurel Canyon, especially Manson. Red's daughter says that Manson and Red were two men of the same mind. She says his longest steady job was as a greeter or guard at the Lookout Mountain Air Force Station on Wonderland Avenue in Laurel Canyon. In my research, Red is the only link I can find that ties Lookout Mountain Air Force Station to what was going on in Laurel Canyon. Well, he didn't look that hard. I believe Red was supplying Orange Sunshine LSD to the residents of Laurel Canyon and later amphetamines. He used a lot of scopolamine to drug his unwilling plane passengers. He was a drug dealer in the canyon and possibly associated with Satan's slaves, among others. He rode a Harley. In 1968, he faked his own death in a plane crash and attended his own funeral in disguise. Later, he moved his family to Portland, Oregon area. He was ruthless. When his brother Forrest got out of jail, Forrest went home and severely beat up his wife and kids because they were in such bad shape that they needed hospitalization. Red pulled out his pistol and killed Forrest's family. God. Forrest argued that Red's daughter had seen it and she would have to be killed too, but Red nixed that idea and told Forrest he would take care of his daughter's memory. I share this gruesome tale because it is typical of the many killings this man did. In my research on Red, he is as close to invisible as one can get, but is connected to everything. The answer to flying under the ATC radar may be that he was an exceptionally fearless pilot who had flown crop dusters. He had access to a wide variety of planes and had a get-out-of-jail-free card, which is another thing that we talked about with Charles Manson, by name. There are a few family members that are still living. Her aunt is the only one who seems willing to revisit those days, as she was a victim too. She so far will only talk with M about the family's activities. The rest of the family refuses to share any info. They have a lot to hide. Murder, porn films, pedophilia, KKK, Satanists. I'm surprised M survived. For quite some time, I've theorized that Red was Reeve Whitson. While I still believe that they may be the same person, if they're not, they knew each other, and Reeve borrowed some of Red's activities to add to his own cover. I'm still bothered by the question of what super secret spook revealed true information about his family. A CIA agent sleeping on a cot in his parents' home? No one seems to want to question if known info about Whitson's family is true. I would have liked to see DNA proof that Reeve was Lisa's father. However, when I related Whitson's available family information, she shook her head and said, "Knowing my dad, anything was possible back then." So this is a weird post, number one, because it doesn't make fully congruent sense when you read it through, but I think it's because it's a bit scrambled. Yes, but that's a really weird thing to happen on a post, because this post is not the whole post, but it has a lot of this. This is a linear clip from the post, and there's pieces of the post clipped and pasted all around within the post, almost like it was kind of like occluded in a way that doesn't make it make sense anymore.
Sure.
And I just thought that was a really strange thing, because there were parts that were in there twice and things that were copy pasted. And like, it looked like somebody like control C, control V'd all over the document. That's what it looked like.
Gotcha. So yeah.
I get what this person is basically saying. I understand that they have this other person in their life that they thought might be Reeve Whitson. I hear what they're saying about stuff. It all checks out with what we were just talking about. I just thought that was really fucking interesting. So there you go. One more little mystery that brings Reeve Whitson straight into the Laurel Canyon scene in a way that maybe you didn't expect, and puts him also possibly as a guard at the Lookout Mountain Air Force Station, which I also heavily implied may have something to do with the larger media initiative that may or may not have been going on in Laurel Canyon at that time. Also, I did not forget about the missing minisode from Manson 2, but it's scripted and requires some voice acting from everybody, so I'll get that to you guys in short order. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Jesse, you said you had something.
I do. Let's take a trip to Dubai, shall we?
I would love to do that.
Yeah, Dubai seems like a place that I'd love to check out, but I also have many concerns about slave labor and
Oh yeah.
some of the things happening there. However, I also have concerns about this, but I want to talk about it mostly for Alex's take because I feel like he's going to have a thought. Okay. And right next to the Burj Khalifa,
yeah,
a new restaurant has opened called Woohoo!
Okay.
Woohoo is a restaurant powered, well, the head chef is a man called Ayman.
Okay, Ayman, I like it.
A-I-M-A-N.
M-A-N, okay.
Is a blend of AI and man, and it is a large language model trained on food science, global culinary traditions, and molecular gastronomy. Using technology and creativity, Ayman doesn't taste or smell. Instead, it analyzes ingredients by texture, acidity, umami, and dozens of other variables to invent dishes that push boundaries. Woohoo! Offers rotating menus of global cuisines designed entirely by this AI chef, Ayman. Expect bold flavors, artistic presentation, et cetera, et cetera. It's all very addy. And then the AI does the entire thing. Lights, sound, service flow, the meal itself, everything is curated by the AI. The goal is to make a multi-sensory experience that is the next future of dining.
What?
Yes. There is a human touch, however they say. And this is where I was like, oh, I can't wait for Alex to hear this. Ayman does all the recipes, but a chef team cooks everything. They taste, they adjust, and the AI tells them, like, what to change and how to do stuff. And then there's, of course, waiters and things like that. But the AI is running the show. And they're hoping that the AI will enhance everything by opening new possibilities, inspiring different flavor combinations. And they also say Ayman is trained to reuse ingredients that a kitchen would throw away. So if there's any waste from day one, Ayman will come up with ways to take that waste and reuse it, like fat or trimmings or whatever, and find ways to reuse it the next day in a dish.
Okay.
And so they're saying that's really good for global waste and whatnot.
It's good for like running a restaurant that feeds people food.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It is.
But like Cheesecake Factory, for instance, which was like the last restaurant I worked in, all leftover food at the end of the night, they boxed up and donated.
Sure.
So I feel like which makes way more sense. Yeah. Like than just fucking reusing it. Just donate it all.
But it is very interesting that this is a thing that is. It's September. It said it was coming out in September.
What is like a food critic say?
I have no food critic information for you.
That's the real question because it just sounds like it's going to be a mid-ass restaurant.
Yeah, we're going to have to revisit this topic, I feel like, when it's been out for a bit and people have had time to review it.
I'm so interested what a dish, a flavor that pushes the boundaries are.
Yeah.
Like, does that mean good food or does that mean like silly food?
You can, in fact, go to Woohoo, W-O-O-H-O-O dot restaurant and see the website. It is exactly as up its own butt as you would think. There's a picture of a chef wearing AI goggles. He looks like he's from Star Trek.
This goes right into my little article for today, actually. Like, really, really well.
This sucks.
Yeah, as AI is going to be infesting all aspects of our lives.
Wait, why is AI man MatPat though?
Great question. Very weird. They have video footage is showing up online. I'm looking at News 9 on YouTube, and they have video footage of the chefs, I think, working. Yeah, if anything, all this seems to read to me is a AI cookbook telling people what to cook, and then they cook it. It's not really, the AI chef isn't doing anything. It's just like, do it this way.
It's like AI head chef.
It's a weird vibe. It seems very strange to me that we exist in a world where, like, the culinary arts, or just the arts in general, like, AI should do that. Instead of, like, AI should do the booking and banking and, like, reservation systems and all that stuff for the restaurant. Like, it's the things that are mundane that we should be using AI for. Instead, it's like, no, the AI makes the food. You're like, what?
Why would you, of all the things you could remove from a restaurant,
exactly
make it better. Like, why would the thing that you do be remove the head chef?
Well, don't worry, because a man by the name of Jason Morris, who is a CEO of Profit Engine, has come up with 7 jobs that we can all do when AI has basically taken over
the mind.
With 7 new jobs that AI is gonna, and we're gonna go over all 7 of them very quickly. All right,
harvest water.
None of these. Our first, he thinks virtual pet therapists. As digital pets become hyper-realistic companions, people may need professionals to help them manage attachment and loss when these creations glitch, evolve, or, I don't know, he puts in quotes, die. Now there's someone to call when your VR parrot flies away.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. All right, yeah?
Number 2, digital memory curator. With so much of our lives stored online, curators could organize, preserve, and even edit personal digital archives like librarians for your data trails and memories.
That's what a sort my of Marie iPhone Kondo already for your internet for
footprint.
Hey, what year does he think this is? Has he just watched a bunch of Tom Cruise movies?
Is it
like, I don't understand what.
I looked up what his real. I looked up what his company does, Profit Engine, and all it does is says it takes your website and links them to other non-spammy websites. I don't know
none
what that
of
means.
This, like, you know, none of you this know, is real.
That is so. That is like, you know, the thing that your phone does where you like scroll to the left and it shows you like a picture of yourself. That's that job. That's already done by AI, and it's done while in the background of your phone. Well, I don't understand how that's a job that we like only humans can do.
Okay, so maybe number 3 will be for you. You could be an algorithm bias auditor. The hall monitor of tomorrow, he says, keeping AI honest by making sure machines don't quietly learn bad habits or unfair biases.
So basically,
making
when
sure,
Elon...
What do? You hit them if they don't?
Yeah, this is like Elon freaking out when AI says something he doesn't like and he makes them change it, is what you're telling me that's what we need to do.
Turn it into a anime girl. I think that the titties would be better if we heard our...
You got to get a lot more us in there, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good impression.
That's off the hip.
Yeah, it's real good for off the hip. It really is. Okay, well, maybe number 4 will be for you. You could be an AI-assisted dream interpreter. Equipped with brainwave data and smart algorithms, they'll help decode whether that recurring dream about falling means stress, growth, or just bad pizza the night before.
Every single one of these jobs is like
a fake
job. You'll never be able to afford rent again.
A fake job that you can already ask Siri.
You don't need rent if you live in a VR helmet, man. You're fine.
Yeah, if you're living in the new whatever like weird corporate town where I got to go to the corporate store and use my corpo bucks to buy my corporate food.
You get good
corpo
bucks.
Why bother?
Yeah. Well, only 3 more to go.
Cool.
You could be an AI personality designer. Imagine crafting custom personalities for digital assistants, robots, or virtual companions, tailored voices, quirks, humor, and emotional responses all included.
Again, let me stress. That is a thing directly from sci-fi movies that 100% is not real now. And might not be real for another 20, 30 years. Like, sure, eventually, if AI is a thing, you will need people to design. But that's like the same thing as all those movies, even the game Split Fiction, the idea of like, I'm creating a story, I'm going to digitize the story. And then, like, that is, it's a gimmick.
That's like a feature that was created by like the Apple team to market the iPad.
Pick it up with Jason Moore, CEO of Profit Engine, okay? 2 more to go. You could be a machine learning sommelier. A high-tech taste guide, pairing drinks or meals to your mood, health, or even your Spotify playlist. That is
a thing?
That's the restaurant. That's literally the restaurant. He's
got one that's
right.
Even your Spotify playlist?
Yeah, like what? You tell him what kind of playlist you're going to put on, and it could tailor a meal that will go really well to
that
playlist.
So, like, if I went to a party and someone said, I used AI to match the drinks, the food, and the music, I would be like, you're a fucking loser. Like, I came to a loser party. Like, play the music you love for the people you love with foods you love and drinks you love. That's not even hard, dude. That's crazy.
Well, that sounds like just that job isn't for you. Maybe
it's
this
not.
Last
it's
job.
It's not a job.
Jason Moore, CEO of Profit Engine, this is going to be a job. All right, last one.
Hold
the
on, question,
gifts.
Question. What was Jason Moore's job again?
He's the CEO of Profit Engine.
That does what?
Profit Engine hooks up your website to less spammy websites.
That's not even a job. So this man is telling you how to not get jobs at the job that's not a job.
That's the job that that like weird scammer did in that one episode I did about the guy that like comes after you.
Yes!
He met, he came after us.
Hey, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. He says Coast to Coast is giving him a platform, okay?
Cool.
Last one, virtual environment stylist. Here comes the HGTV of the metaverse, where interior designers craft VR offices, homes, and hangouts. Now your boss can simulate that he's working from a Tuscan villa instead of his garage.
Okay, let me stress again. This is a thing that already happens in like Second Life or in online spaces, Roblox, and people make money. That's
true. Star Wars Galaxies.
But no one is making I can afford rent and a family money except for like two people. And that's, there is no virtual, like there's no virtual space yet. It doesn't exist yet. It is dudes trying to make it happen and then selling bullshit like this to other rich idiots who don't, it's not a thing.
Yeah, it's made up. It's literally made up.
I should be a memory curator.
Dude, I'd love, I don't want to be, I want to be a memory hacker. I want to hack your memories.
I'm already a memory curator. That was literally time slices.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Shit. All right, boys, we'll keep those jobs in mind as the future barrels toward us.
Fucking hell.
Thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com. Well, we still have jobs before we too are replaced with AI.
They got rid of the head chef and kept the line chefs. That's if you don't understand what companies are trying to do to us, that is it. That they want you to be a cog in the machine.
Yeah. Like it was back in the good old 20s.
Be part of the cognoscenti. Don't be a cog.
Don't.
We'll
be disruptive, Jeff.
I'm just so, like, I just can't believe this is, we literally got, not even like cool dystopia. We didn't get cyberpunk. We don't have like robot hands and cool cyber swords. We have the most boring dystopia it sucks.
Yeah,
this it sucks.
It's unfortunate to say we live in a suckier dystopia than cyberpunk.
Yeah, we didn't even get like the cool one where like you can drive a car and the car talks to you and stuff. We got like
those Waymos though. There's some Waymos.
Waymo doesn't talk to you. Oh. Waymo's not like, hello there, Jesse. You're quite good at
It does say hello, Jesse. On. I say hello, Jesse, but that's about all it says. Besides, don't worry, we won't film you unless you ask us to.
Like, thank that's you. Crazy. Yeah.
Or we won't listen to you unless you, whatever it is.
Well, thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com/blumamipod. We'll be back next week with another mini-sode. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.